Now let me move on down here to verse 18 of this fourth chapter of Proverbs. But the path of the just is as a shining light that shineth more and more under the perfect day. You meet those wonderful folk like that, the wonderful saints of God that you meet today. But in contrast, the way of the lawless is as darkness. They know not what they stumble. Now, there are two ways that are opened up here. And one way is the way the righteous go. It's a shining light and shineth more and more into the perfect day. Now, there's another way, the lawless. Somebody says, this reminds me of the broad way the Lord talked about and the narrow way. And I do not believe that there's anything been as misunderstood as what he said in that connection. The idea today, and I can remember as a boy, they talked about the broad way and the narrow way. And I'll be very frank, as a boy, if you'd have said to me, which way would you think would be the best way to go? I would immediately have said, I think you could have more fun on the broad way. And unfortunately, I think that's the impression that's been given. And I don't think that that's accurate at all. Very frankly, the picture's altogether different. The broad way, and believe me, it's a wide one today. And that's where the mob is. That's where the crowd is. I tell you that they're having Vanity Fair down that way all the time. The carnival is going on. And by the way, that word carnival comes from the word carnal, and that has to do with the flesh. Oh, I tell you, down there is that place where you can indulge the flesh, and they call that the way of liberty. My, we hear that we're living in a new age, and you're to do as you please. It's a broad way. It certainly is. That is when you enter it. But if you'll notice that this way that opens up, it gets narrower and narrower and narrower. It doesn't get wider. The way of the lawless is as darkness. It's a dark way. There are lights up at the entrance, but when you get down a little ways, there are no lights, and they don't even know what they're stumbling at. That's the broad way, and it leads. The Lord Jesus, I think, made it clear that the broad way keeps getting narrower and narrower. It's just like going in at the big end of a funnel, and that's the wrong end of a funnel to go in. You go in the big end, and as you go in and start moving through it, it gets narrower and narrower and narrower until finally it's destruction. Now, the narrow way, that's the way that it's very narrow. The Lord Jesus said, I am the way. There are not two or three of them. It's not wide. It's the Lord Jesus. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man. The end thereof are the ways of death. That's the broad way. But there is a way, and that way is Christ. And Peter said to his people, there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. The Lord Jesus said, no man cometh to the Father but by me. Now, my friend, you can't make it any narrower than that. He says, I am the door, though. By me, if any man enter in, what shall he do? He's going to find pasture and life. You see, it's narrow as you enter, but it gets wider and wider and wider and wider. That's the end of the funnel that we need to go in. That end is labeled the Lord Jesus Christ, and that's the picture that is here. And that is what he's saying. And in verse 20, my son, attend unto my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thy heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and healing to all their flesh. And this is the word that the psalmist said, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. And the words are life. It was said by one man of another great man of the past that his words were so wonderful that if you'd cut them, they would bleed. Living words, if you please. And that's what the words and the Word of God are. If you cut them, they're going to bleed. They're living words. They bring life to you, and they bring light to you. They bring instruction and direction and joy. All comes through the Word of God.